This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, the sun is shining. That's a good thing. In Arizona, anyway. I don't know. Is it shining at home? I hope so.
No. Well, it is, but there's clouds and stuff in between.
But you see some sun, anyway.
Well, it's light.
I don't see a blue sky or anything, but... What I'm getting at is, by judging by much of the predictions, I was expecting, you know, Armageddon. And just nothing but... You know, black, dark, and maybe some locusts thrown in, you know, for good measure.
And, oh, would they be frozen locusts then? Kind of crunchy as you drive?
Yeah, I think so.
That kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly right. So, anyway, it is, we're in Arizona. We spent yesterday in Coolidge, Arizona, which is between Tempe and Mesa and the border. And later today, actually, we'll go down to the border, as well as tomorrow's show. We've planned some tours with a couple of sheriffs from border counties in Arizona, one of whom we're going to talk to on the program today, a little bit about life on the border. Yesterday, just to summarize what happened down at the Fisher Industries Stinger Steel operation in Coolidge, where you had federal officials, Department of Homeland Security officials, Customs and Border Patrol officials, and probably a group around of 100 people with varying degrees of involvement watching a demonstration to say, we're not telling you we can build a mile a day. We'll show you how we can do this. And they put up 200 feet of fence. Hard to describe on the radio, I always say, but think of it this way. They pick up these 18-foot high or 30-foot high steel sections where there's these fence-like ballards, but big, huge, right? So you, when you put them all together, you can see through the fence, but you can't get through the fence, is the plan, okay? And they did this with precision unlike anything I've ever seen. Obviously, I'm not a construction guy. I'm a radio guy. But they tell us what the plan is going to be, and then we watch it happen. So they are, with big, giant loaders, picking up sections of this fence. They put it onto a loader that has, like a hanger. You know, it looked like a hanger in your closet that has a couple of hooks on it, right? And they hang those on the hanger. Hangers attached to the loader. Another loader hangs them on the hanger. And once they, you know, get a section, they put it on. Assemble this whole wall, fill it out, and, you know, you've got 200 feet of wall built before you know it, section by section. Hang some rebar on it as it's in the air, then lower it into the ground. The trench is there. They fill the trench with cement. The cement road is being built. At the same time, they're prepping a road, which is a rarity on the border, an actual road. This is a cement road. So they just did it all. They did it very well, did it with precision, and there's really no excuses left for these folks to just say, okay, do it. And, you know, look, we're advocating for Fisher Industries because they're a North Dakota company. But they're also doing something no other company is doing. No other company has invested $1.5 million to say, see, just we can do this. They're frustrated with the bureaucracy. I am too. And I found myself watching this and saying, okay, you did what you said you could do. You have officials from Department of Homeland Security here nodding, going, wow, 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 wow. You know, this is, yeah, you're right, you can do it. Now, that person doesn't make the decision, but that person relays. And the person that was there yesterday is actually the person, if you remember the 7 prototypes with the steel wall, the president came down to the border, remember that, down by San Diego, and looked at all of the 7 prototypes. this was the individual that was briefing the president at every step. Okay, this company, here's what they did, here's what they built, onto the next one. Same fella that's down there yesterday. But here's my bottom line. I don't think this thing happens. I don't think this thing happens. Without us. What do you mean, us, Scott? What the heck are you talking about? Me? I'm digging out from a blizzard. I'm in the middle of calving season, all this crazy weather. Me? I think it's a test now of our will, of how we, the people, have a desire to be protected, to have our government function like it's supposed to, and to build the wall. And I think the only way it happens is if we have like a Tea Party renaissance. Not to call it Tea Party because the critics malign that name unfairly, but the same kind of effort. You know what I mean? The idea being, look, I'm going to rise up until they build this. And if enough folks do and just say, enough talking, start walking, build the wall, you know, it'll have to happen. And here is why I worry about it. If you want Donald Trump reelected, he's going to need a success story with the wall. It can't be we appropriated how many billion dollars, we did the national emergency, we added a few more billion in a 2020 budget, and we built, you know, 30 miles of fence. It won't work. I think these people want it to fail. I think they want it to fail. So my question for you is, are you willing to do that for your country? Are you willing to do your part, whatever that might be? Go to a rally at the border. Call your member of Congress. You know, go to Washington, D.C. Collectively, our voice is the only way this is going to get done. The only way. So, that's my two cents on what happened yesterday and what's happening going forward. I want to talk about it a little bit today on the program. We have on the show today the sheriff of a southeast county in Arizona along the border. Sheriff Daniels will join us today on the program. He was with the president recently. You know, again, law enforcement could do their part. We're also going to talk with Tommy Fisher, his son Grant Fisher, talk about that historic day for a North Dakota company, really a historic day for America yesterday, and talk about what you do going forward. We're talking a lot about workforce back home, and I have to tell you, I spent a lot of yesterday looking at people working very hard, very purposeful to pull off a very important day for the company, but having a lot of fun, doing it with a lot of camaraderie. And I thought, this is a great industry to go to work in. You know, there's people in the cab of these excavators making $50 an hour in a cushy chair playing with joysticks that are like your favorite video game. And the precision of which you can operate, I operated them. So, you know, if I can do it, anybody can do it, right? Anybody can do it. So, we have that today. We also have Tammy Ibach and also Bob Harms. And we're going to talk a little about this. This is something we had scheduled for Monday and ended up moving to today to talk a little bit about the long history in energy policy in the energy industry. A little bit about comprehensive solutions in this all-of-the-above energy policy in North Dakota. Wind, coal, oil, and gas. That history is there. How do we continue to make that happen? So we're going to do that all today on the program. We also have some weather, obviously, everywhere. And if you have a particular weather situation you want to share, what do we got, Todd? 94 still shut down. Bismarck to Fargo.
Yeah. It's, yeah, nothing's opened up quite yet. You know, part of the problem is the wind is really what the issue is. 94 east and west from Jamestown to Fargo closed. 29 closed north and south Fargo to the border. No travel advisory around south central and northeastern North Dakota. Bismarck, Jamestown, Valley City, Grand Forks, Devil's Lake, surrounding areas. Elsewhere, a travel alert. For the most part, a lot of people dodged bullets, but on the other hand, there were some folks that got 12, 13 inches here and there. So Ellendale comes to mind, Ashley. But yeah, Fargo, did not even quite an inch over much of the that area. And Bismarck, certainly not the 4 to 10 they were talking about.
Whew. Much snow here in Jamestown, says Gary. He says, I believe this storm will be a political test for the governor. If the counties open up the county and township roads before the DOT can open the state system, ooh, then Governor Burgum can forget about a second term. By the way, I voted for him. If the counties open the county and township roads before the DOT can open the state system. All right. That happening?
The gauntlet's been thrown down.
Yeah, a couple other things happening on the state front we're going to tell you about. Obviously, on the weather situation, let us know. Got a picture from Combe. Said it took this photo 5 minutes ago. Total shutdown. That does look like a little Armageddon there. Total shutdown until late afternoon in Combe. Let us know what you're facing weather-wise, too. More after this.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I'm just letting you know how grateful I am for all the calls, texts, and questions, and families who allowed me to help them getting their estate set up so it's protected, preserved, and ultimately passed on to the next generation without court oversight, probate attorneys, public record, and contestation issues with the family. One thing I heard from so many families is that they ultimately want it easy on their family, on their children. And everyone who does call will also receive a nice organizer so you can help get your thoughts together. Thank you so much for calling. I want to let you know how appreciative I am. My number is 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Past the hour on What's On Your Mind. Telephone number to tell us what's on your mind. Ask questions of our guest. Share some comments on road reports or whatever you're seeing out there. Let us know at 800 228-0550, 701-258-0550 in Arizona. For day, what is this, day three? Yeah, day three of our broadcast from Arizona, day four tomorrow, and headed to the border. Right there on the border for a close-up look at what's happening there. Also, trying to track a project that's been authorized long ago with billions of dollars and is stuck in quicksand or something. It's hard to explain just how much incompetence there is in this expenditure of your federal dollars. So we're going to dig into that a little bit as well. 701-367-2054 to text Todd. That's me, actually. Todd, 701-226-8503. Texter says, could you ask Governor Burgum to cancel our subscription to the Storm of the Week? Time to see some green grass. Oh, that's the problem, Todd. Who the heck clicked on that and subscribed to the Storm of the Week?
It's the Columbia House Storm of the Week Club where you get eight for a penny and you just have to buy three over the next 3 years at the regular price. Remember that?
Get me out of this, for crying out loud.
Kidding.
Right? Yeah. Please, 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 please. Yeah, I know it's kind of a tough deal. Yesterday, there was a hearing. I think we told you a little bit about it prior to the hearing. Started right at the beginning of the show. Related to a story that we've been talking about for probably 3-4 weeks. It just is starting to get some traction with some other media. We welcome them to the party. Glad to have you. Nice to see you. We're not above waiting for you to catch up. That's fine. Anyway, the story is obviously the fact that there are so many buckets in state government in North Dakota for your tax dollars. It's not even funny. It's like you can go on a bucket treasure hunt. And the treasurer of the state of North Dakota is in charge of making sure the buckets get filled properly from where they're supposed to go. This one gets that, this one gets that. Long story short, there was an error about 11 years ago. After a year of doing it right, some funds were not diverted to three funds, the Water Resource Board, the School Trust Fund, and also another education fund, okay? School Resources Fund and then another one. And they've now totaled it up. It's about $240 million. For some reason, over in the House, folks there, I don't know why. I need to ask Rich Wardner about this next time I see him and maybe have him on the program or Chet. Rich is in the Senate. Sorry, Chet Pollard and Jeff Delzer and a few of these others to say, well, what's going on here? But their plan of late, as of last night, was to say, oh, we understand there was a problem, but we'll fix it going forward. So never mind that $240 million. Now, the Senate, to their credit, has come along on this. So, Dwight Cook and Senator Warner and others have come around. And I think the plan was for this very quietly to be just done and done away with and forgotten. And if you're trying to spend money or keep more resources for a particular program, I get all that. I totally understand that. But I think by shining some light on this, we've saved them from a huge political problem. Because, I mean, the Democrats were already starting, targeting, Kelly Schmidt on it and targeting legislators. But, imagine the ad. It writes itself. Representative so-and-so voted to take money from kids. It wouldn't be good. So anyway, if you know a state rep, I would say Bucketgate should be a topic you bring up with them and say, fix it now, be done with it. Don't put this off. Just fix it. There's an insatiable appetite to spend. And I think sometimes we have to give some tough love to people we agree with 8 days out of 10 and say, please be fiscally responsible here, will you? It's our money. Let's go. Let's do this. Roscoe Striley wrote a piece, editorial, saying the law is not ambiguous. So there's no reason to hide behind, it doesn't really tell us. The law is not ambiguous. Lawmakers must make the state's constitutional funds whole. So this is gaining a little steam, and I think that's quite appropriate, to tell you the truth. I really do. So I wanted to give you a little bit of an update on that as well. So we're going to talk a little bit about all of the above energy at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk at the top of the hour with a sheriff charged with, in his case, defending his county. But to give you an idea of what county after county after county is dealing with along the southern border and why we need to build that wall. Done talking, start walking. It's my new favorite hashtag. Needs to happen. Also, we'll get you road reports as we go throughout the day here. Todd has the very latest right in front of him. We're checking in with law enforcement as well to let you know where it's at. 29 Bismarck to... I'm sorry, 94 Bismarck to Fargo. did we move 94? And 29...
No, we just expanded Bismarck. We've just usurped Fargo and decided to show Fargo how to do it right. No,
whatever. Is that what we did? Yeah.
29 Fargo to the border.
29 Fargo and 94 Bismarck Fargo in the city is not that bad, and I assume it's the same in Bismarck, Todd, probably, huh?
Yeah, right. You know, right in the city it is, and there was a wall right next to Bismarck Mandan, and it just kind of kept creeping, but never really quite got to Bismarck. So still no travel advisory officially in Bismarck, but and Jamestown Valley City, Grand Forks, Devil's Lake, and the surrounding areas. But 29 east and west, and then 94 east, 29 east and west. Yeah, please don't travel east and west on 29 since it is a north south okay. route.
So now you did it. You did it. I'm glad.
It rubs off there. I'm trying to be just like Scott Hennon. Is it working?
By the way, North Dakota Roads, the ND Roads app, I go there. Normally, of course, it lights up with all kinds of color and everything else. I'm getting nothing. I'm getting like all gray roads. Everything's hunky-dory in every corner. I know that's not right, but why don't you try that, Todd?
Let me
get the same thing I do.
It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Hopefully they're not suffering the same outage that Facebook and some of the other social media had yesterday.
I don't know. Something's a little goofy. The point is, don't count on that right now. So that's
not even coming up for me at the moment. That's kind of weird.
So if we can answer a question for you weather-wise, please let us know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Text us. Todd at 701-226-8503 or me at 701-367-2054. Why was there a Kurt Cobain thing on last night instead of the first hour of your show? A Kurt Cobain thing.
There's a premiere podcast thing every Wednesday at 7 on our news talk stations across the country now. Yesterday's was a Kurt Cobain thing.
So Wednesdays were preempted in hour one.
Yes.
They're coming with pitchforks. Coming with pitchforks to the studio. Thank you for asking, but now you know the answer. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more. Going to talk a little bit about all of the above energy. Keep tabs on the weather for you. More with Tommy Fisher, Grant Fisher, join us later in the program to talk about yesterday's momentous historic event and a border sheriff. Stay tuned.
Hey, friends, Matt the Pizza Guy from Pizza Corner here. March is a big month for us here at Pizza Corner Pizza. I mean, it's the creme de la creme for all things cold. The pinnacle of products found in your freezer. It's the Super Bowl of solid. Yes, March is National Frozen Food Month. So grab a Pizza Corner Pizza and shout, I love March! It's Frozen Food Month! Yes! Okay, maybe 86 the shouting part, but grab a chicken bacon ranch, a taco, or a deliciously deluxe with green olives today and bring Frozen Food Month happiness to the entire family. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This moment of peril produces perhaps the greatest moment of promise for this country and for everyone inside of it.
That's the latest Democrat to enter the busy field of candidates for the White House next year. Beto O'Rourke, the former Texas congressman, saying this is a critical moment.
We are truly now, more than ever, the last great hope of Earth. At this moment of maximum peril and maximum potential, let's show ourselves and those who will succeed us in this great country just who we are and what we can do.
That from a video the O'Rourke campaign posted this morning. Actress Lori Loughlin is out of jail, the Full House star released on $1 million bail in connection with a nationwide college cheating probe. She and her husband accused of paying $500,000 to get their daughters into USC. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Affordable, reliable energy. Find out more at secureenergyfuture.org. And by our friends at Schwann's. They got Todd to work despite the weather conditions. And
well,
many
absolutely.
Times.
Since I have a nice shiny new Buick Envision for a few weeks while we try to bionically reconstruct the Sierra after it lost the battle of the parking wrap across the bell. But nonetheless, still do have the heated steering wheel and, of course, the heated seats. And as spring and summer come, there's this thing called cool the seats. Get yours at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
And as we mentioned, we want to keep you abreast of what's happening weather-wise on the roads out there and where it is still treacherous and where things are getting a little bit better, and then we're going to talk to our friends from North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and talk a little bit about all of the above energy policy in North Dakota, our conversation. So that in a moment, but first, Lieutenant Troy Hischer of the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Lieutenant, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Not really great. It's been a long night, but...
Yeah, well, you're at it. We appreciate the energy and keeping us safe out there. So, what did you see throughout the night, and what are you looking at right now?
Well, right now we're fighting several vehicles across the eastern part of the state that are blocking the highway. They've driven into snowdrifts. They didn't heed our no travel advisories, and now we're blocked, and that's going to delay us reopening the interstates and highways here.
How many are we talking?
I don't have an idea, actually. We have maybe 6 or 7 different blockages going on right now, and we still haven't covered all of our area yet. We're picking up people and getting them to town, so it's been a long night for our troopers. I mean, we've had troopers out all night, and they need to get home. And so, that's the biggest problem right now is we have people that did not heed the warning and still are not heeding the warnings and are traveling out there getting stuck and delaying us from plowing the roads, and it's only going to impact us for a longer period of time now.
So no travel advised means no travel advised. I mean, is there a penalty for that? If I say, okay, I'm going to head out there, even though it says no travel advised, now I get stuck, now I'm blocking the road, now you need to respond to it. And do you respond to it when it's no travel advised?
We do respond to it because it's particularly if they're running out of gas, et cetera, which we've had several of those over the nighttime hours where I don't have enough gas to make it till morning, so they were ill-prepared in the first place. But we do respond, and it's technically not illegal to be out there under a no-travel advised. It's just it's an advisory, but we mean it when we say it's treacherous out there and you shouldn't be out there. And people go out there, and several of them were not prepared for what they encountered.
So Highway 2 now is closed, Devil's Lake to Grand Forks. 94 and 29 have sections closed as well. Tell us, you know, the current state and when you maybe anticipate those opening.
Yeah, I do not have an anticipated time of opening. Like I said, we're fighting the abandoned vehicles that were left there overnight, and now have created a large drift hazard. And the plows are out there, with the blowers are out there, and it's not that often that the blowers have to go down the road, and that's occurring right now because of the previous snowpack that existed before this storm. So there's lots of things we're fighting here for a March storm. This storm actually didn't give us all that much snow that I'm aware of, but it's blowing around the old snowpack and too. So that's really creating the problems, along with all these stranded motorists that are out there.
Got it. Well, I appreciate the update. Our best to the Highway Patrol. We know how hard you work, and it has been one ridiculous winter. Wow.
Winter, yes.
Oh, my gosh. No rest for the wicked at all. Anyway, Troy, thanks so much. Appreciate your time. Anything else you want to tell folks?
No, we just please stay off the roadways, even if no travel. Just stay home, because if you get stuck out there, it's going to delay us reopening.
All right. Appreciate that very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Heed that warning. Thanks a bunch. We appreciate it. Semi truck just hit a snowplow west of Mandan on 94, according to one of our listeners out there. So that is something to remember as well. Let's see here.
Have you ever heard a season where we had so many people hitting plows?
No. No.
What the heck is going on?
Don't crowd the plow. I've been told.
Exactly.
I've been told, you know, that quite clearly. So, anyway, let us know what you're seeing out there. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Somebody sent me a screenshot of their DOT app, and it is working.
It finally came up for me. It took forever, but it did.
Maybe it's being tested today, right? I imagine lots of people are checking it out.
I suppose, yeah.
We
crashed it.
Yeah, it's summer.
I thought it could end. Now we found it.
It's summer from Williston to Minot. They've got summer up there already, so way to go. Watford City, everything else. But outside of that little corner, treacherous throughout the entire eastern half of the state, and that is Jamestown and even a little further to the central part, north and south of Bismarck as well. And
what was your weather advisory for Bismarck has been extended to 1. It was going to be done at 10, but it's been extended until 1 o'clock now.
There you go. All right. Let me get our guests in here and talk a little bit about all of the above energy strategy on a crazy weather day. Certainly welcome your calls, questions, and comments on any of the weather situation, any answer we can get you, or a report. Thank you, by the way, for the texter that's listening on 94. Tammy Ibach is the director of North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, regular guest of ours here on the program. Bob Harms is a policy advisor, long history in energy policy in North Dakota, worked with Governor Schaefer, Hoven, and many clients in the oil, gas, and wind space as well. So a good guy to come on and talk about all of the above today. So we're going to talk impacts of the wind industry in North Dakota, what it means before wind farm is developed, and after wind farm is operational. We're going to talk a little bit about all of the above policy as well today on the program. Tammy?
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I am dandy. What about you in Arizona?
Yeah, Arizona, where it's not exactly balmy, so I don't want to have you get too jealous, but it was windy and cold the entire demo yesterday, but anyway, I can't complain. Not when I see what's back home, so. The sun is shining. Mr. Harms, welcome back, sir.
Good morning, Scott. Good to be here.
Yes, appreciate it very much. North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions is about all of the above energy policy in North Dakota, right? Real, true, all of the above. Is that right, Tammy?
That's right, Scott. What we want to do is not curtail any energy source. What we want to do is grow that pie, make it bigger for wind, for oil, for gas. And we just had a solar farm recently approved at the PSG level. That's over on the eastern end of the state. So let's just grow every energy source that we can in North Dakota and export more.
Do we have it, Bob? If you look across the energy landscape in North Dakota, do you believe we have all of the above energy policy, or is there still work to do?
Yeah, no, there's no question that it's North Dakota's doing just that, promoting all of the above energy in North Dakota, whether it's hydro or wind or coal or oil and gas, as you and I have talked in the past. Now, even the Bakken, we've gone from about 5,000 wells in 2008 up to about 15,000 wells today, and those wells are all powered by, most of them are powered by electricity, coming from our coal plants, and probably more so than the wind farms that have been developed in North Dakota in the last 10 years.
And, you know, if you take those 10 years and you take the amount of dollars in projects and also the amount of jobs, so people in the industry, obviously, and working for, you know, companies that have work doing this, the impact is pretty significant. Tammy, can you give me a broad overview on what kind of impact we're talking about?
Sure. And you're right, Scott, the impact is significant. And right now we have more than 500 people working in the wind energy full time in North Dakota. And I had the opportunity to talk to a wind energy technician that's in a wind project east or west of Bismarck. And here's a young man, 32 years old, wife, two kids. He's making an annual income in that $80,000 range with a technician certificate that comes out of Bismarck State College. Nice company, nice benefits. But when you take a look at an $80,000 annual income with good benefits for a family, that's what I would call a good-paying job in North Dakota.
No doubt about that. That's for sure. And, you know, it isn't just, it's everywhere. LM Wind Power, Grand Forks, Dakota Turbine in Cooperstown. You have Wansick Construction. The Wansick folks are doing this not only here but other places as well. But, you know, a North Dakota company that has a lot of history, Wansick, and now purchased by a big company out of Florida, and they are creating jobs right here, doing this work everywhere else. Red River Supplies, a trucking outfit out of Williston, Dickinson Trucking. There's cement and concrete companies. There are electrical contractors and wholesalers. Border States Electric, Fargo and Bismarck, good one as well. The laborers that are everywhere, the contractors, the landmen, the folks that go around and a firm like Diamond Resources, where 6 to 8 people are employed just in securing wind leases, just going to talk to landowners and farmers about that as well. But it translates also to Main Street, right, Tammy?
It does. It really does. Oftentimes, these wind development companies will open up shop on a Main Street in North Dakota. As an example, last week I was up in Powers Lake, darling little community, and one of the wind developers had a business, a storefront on Main Street. People working in that office, and what they do to embrace the community is truly heartwarming. They become an active, viable role in a community, donating funds to, I think I heard that they bought lights for the football field for Powers Lake. They donated to other entities in the city, like the library, keeping Main Street and communities alive. That's the exciting part about any of our energy sectors in North Dakota. They're all working together to keep North Dakota viable, exporting more of a product that is needed downstream and across the country.
You know, it's been cold. We've heard about the polar vortex and everything else. Talk a little bit about wind's role in generating electricity when it's cold.
Well, Scott, there's a recent news story. As you know, I'm born and raised in Tioga oil country, and some of my friends in the oil industry tease me about being involved with wind because of the recent news story where wind turbines didn't operate at 20 below zero. And, I said that's a great story for us as a state because it demonstrates all of the above energy policy, the wisdom of having a diverse energy mix where when one source works, the other can fill in, or doesn't work, the other one can fill in. And I have always thought, and I think the utility companies in North Dakota have implemented the idea that they have a diverse energy mix. And when coal doesn't work, wind can take up the slack, and vice versa. If natural gas needs to fill in, that's why we think it makes good sense. So back again to all of the energy.
Yeah, I was going to say. comes back to that partnership of all of the above energy, for sure.
Yeah.
Any questions for these two are certainly welcome back in the next segment. Stay tuned. 800-228-0550 on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, friends. Matt the Pizza Guy from Pizza Corner here. March is a big month for us here at Pizza Corner Pizza. I mean, it's the creme de la creme for all things cold. The pinnacle of products found in your freezer. It's the Super Bowl of Solid. Yes, March is National Frozen Food Month. So grab a Pizza Corner Pizza and shout, I love March! It's Frozen Food Month! Yes! Okay, maybe 86 the shouting part, but grab a chicken bacon ranch, a taco, or a deliciously deluxe with green olives today and bring Frozen Food Month happiness to the entire family. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
On What's on Your Mind, digging out from another blizzard, good chunk of North Dakota shut down. You shut down 29 and 94, and how many times has that happened this year? More than any I remember. Unbelievable. And now we know that it will be shut down longer than it would have to be but for people venturing out into a no-travel-advised interstate and now blocking the road. And so they've got to pull them out of there before they can open it up. That firsthand from the Highway Patrol earlier. So please be careful. When it says no-travel-advised, not a good idea to get out there at all. Brought to you today by MyPillow, My Sheets, My Mattress Topper, Michael Lindell of MyPillow, good friend of the program, gives us some great deals to pass on to you, including the Giza Dream Sheets right now. 30% off. And you also get free shipping. It's a good deal. So 30% off free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Or you can go to, you can give them a call at 800-506-9028. 30% off the best sheets ever. Cotton grown in the Mediterranean. Wow, it's unbelievable. All right, Sheriff Daniels from Cochise County in Arizona along the border next hour, plus Tommy and Grant Fisher, father and son, historic day for North Dakota Company building that wall yesterday, still to come on the program, and the latest weather and road reports. So all that is right here. Stay right here. We continue now with our conversation with North Dakota's for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, Tammy Ibach, and Robert Harms, policy advisor. So, Bob, there is, you know, you guys are talking all of the above, and I know a lot of us talk all of the above, but there is a view that the industry, the wind industry, is stealing market share, and, you know, basically the reason that coal is in a challenging economic time right now. Do you reject that? I mean, is coal helping or hurting? Is wind rather helping or hurting coal? Is there a way it could help?
Well, I think there is a way it can help, but I do reject the premise that a wind farm in North Dakota displaces a coal plant in North Dakota. I reject that premise. So let me just give you a couple of examples. So last year, we lost the Stanton Station. That was a coal-fired power plant, 188 megawatts, been around for 56 years, great old plant. But the company chose to close it because it was small and inefficient. By the way, it was being powered by Powder River Basin coal out of Montana and Wyoming. More recently, we lost the Heskett Station over in Mandan. That's an old plant, similarly challenged, and the company decided it, too, was small and inefficient. Now, that's going to be replaced by a natural gas plant. But the coal industry in North Dakota showed 4.8% growth in 2017, and we visit with other officials, they'll show growth in 2018 as well. The reason I bring that up is back again to all of the above. You know, we have a couple of choices in North Dakota. We can either decide to not have wind development in the hope of protecting our coal industry, which is not going to work because we operate in a multi-state arena. We have competition from 15, 20 other states, so that won't work. Or we can decide to develop all of our resources and figure out how to collaborate. And that's why we continue to talk about all of the above. I reject the idea that you build a wind farm, you shut down a coal plant.
And is that the argument? Argument is probably the right word, but is that the conversation that is happening right now? I mean, what I just presented to you is something I hear often, you know, that you had a long-standing industry in North Dakota being disrupted by the wind industry. You've given the opposite view of that. Are you having that conversation several times a day? Is this part of the conversation right now?
Well, it is part of the conversation, and that's why we're having it right now, is to help the public and advocates on both sides to understand that 1 megawatt of wind doesn't necessarily displace 1 megawatt of coal. And as a state, what we want to be able to figure out how to do is to develop the resources rather than pick one versus the other. How do we do both? And that's really the premise that we advance and try to promote, is that just because you build a wind farm in one place doesn't mean you're going to shut down a coal plant in another. And we need to develop policies and practices to continue that strategy.
I'm going to get Lewis in here in southeast of Bismarck somewhere for our guests. Lewis, can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can.
Go ahead.
First of all, I'd like to thank Tammy and Bob for fighting for all of the energy, not just one source, but all of it. And then I would also like to say that yesterday there was an annual township meeting in Bismarck where one of the county commissioners was so pleased that he got the wind farms shut down southeast of Bismarck. My problem with all of this is driving into Bismarck, you see all these signs. None of those people, well, let's say three-quarters of those people that have the signs, don't even live in our township. And why should they get to fight against us, what we need in our township? Do they come and pay our taxes and gravel our roads? There is something wrong with this picture.
Interesting. Interesting point. And I don't know, most political folks I know will listen to somebody from somewhere else, but they don't give them the same weight that they would somebody that they see year-round and vote on. That's an interesting point. Hey, both of you, Thank you very much. Appreciate the time, and stay safe here in this crazy weather day, okay?
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
Back with more on What's on Your Mind from Arizona. Don't go away.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically, but as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life, and this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now, 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months, plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnb.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.